Humans are a lot like goat hair. Because surely you're aware of V'chol ha'nashim asher nasa libon ha'isana b'chachma tavu ha'izim. The Torah tells us that all of the women whose hearts inspired them stepped forward with brilliant chachma and they spun the goat hair to prepare it for use in the Mishkan. It takes chachma. And while it may seem like a job that can be pretty easily learned, spinning some goat hair, they gotta have a spinning for goat hair for dummies book, but it took special chachma in this situation. Rashi explains to us because, citing the Gemara in Shabbos 99, that they actually had to spin the goat hair while it was still connected to the animal. That took a fair amount of chachma and some real adeptness and skill. And the Svarna, when trying to decipher and uncode why it is that specifically to make the goat hair proper for use in the Mishkan and it had to be done this way, the Svarna tells us because when goat hair is disconnected, when it's disengaged from its life source, it begins to lose its beautiful appearance. And to be ripe and proper and roy for the Mishkan, we only need goat hair. It must be goat hair that's still attached to its life source. And perhaps the same can be said for human beings. It's got to be true because the Pasuk tells us, V'atem, and those of you that are Dveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem, that are clinging and connecting to the Almighty, Chayim Kulchem Hayom, you, if you are currently plugged in to Hashem, then you're totally alive. But the second that we unplug, we get distracted, we are running on low power mode, low battery mode, half capacity, and our beauty goes down. Just like goat hair. When we stay connected to our source, to the Rebbe, to the Gemara, to the Shabbos, to the Chesed, to Davin, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and talking to Tati, that's how we function at full capacity, and that's how we keep our beauty.